It's Mark and Walt in the morning on Sunny 101.9. Good morning. I'm Walt Lindela, and it's time for our regular active physical therapy update. Today, we're joined on the line by Ryan Lowry, who is an athletic trainer with active physical therapy. Good morning, Ryan. Welcome back to the show.
Good morning. Thanks for having me, Walt.
Well, we wanted to have you on because we're talking about a topic that is probably pretty common for a lot of folks, and that is back pain. Now, practically everybody has some kind of back pain. The question is, why is that?
Yeah, that's a great question, and it's so true. So many Americans have back pain, and there's a lot of reasons that you can have back pain. Sometimes it's due to repetitive strain. Sometimes it's due to inactivity. Sometimes there's some actual tissue damage, right? Like you go to bend something that's a little bit too heavy and you stand up and, now I've got some back pain, right? But the good news is that tissues heal. It's really, really important to understand that this whole concept of I've got a bad back and I'm doomed to have back pain for the rest of my life needs to be completely squashed. Our bodies are designed to be resilient and to heal. And kind of my hope today is to give some tips and tricks and some understanding into the anatomy of the spine and how we can make that work.
So I have to ask you then, what are some of those things to keep in mind? Because obviously if you do a tweak or you kind of hurt it, it might last, but it might not last for that long. But then you might have something that hangs on longer. What are some of those differences and what do folks need to be aware of?
Well, it's important to understand the anatomy of the spine because oftentimes what happens, 9 times out of 10, the people that come in to see us in the clinic is they lack mobility or movement in the places where they need it most, and then they also lack stability or strength in the other areas where they need it most. And so if you take the upper back, for example, you take a look at the anatomy of the upper spine between your shoulder blades, it's a very, very busy area. You have rib attachments and other things there that kind of make it just very crowded and stable. And then what happens is if you sit at your computer or on your phone for several hours at a time, which we all do as Americans, right? And then you sit up and you stretch and you go, oh, wow, that's kind of tight. Well, it's because you slowly start to lose the ability to move over time if you don't maintain that mobility. Now, that's the upper back. The lower back works a little bit different because it doesn't have those bony attachments that keep it stable. What you've got there is you've got tissue, guts, skin, muscle, fascia. Everything there in that area to keep things stable is actually very soft. And so what happens is people kind of lose the ability or forget how to contract the muscles properly in order to stabilize that lower back. And so over time, what happens is the big strong muscles that are designed to keep things stable lose their effectiveness, and the tiny little muscles start to spasm and panic and grasp for stability. And so the important thing is to learn, again, how to turn on those big, efficient muscles. And there's one in particular called the transversus abdominis. It's a very, very simple way to turn that on, and it's by blowing up a balloon. That muscle is used to blow out the candles at a birthday party and cough and sneeze and laugh and to blow up a balloon. So very simply, what you can do to help your low back pain and turn on that muscle is just take a balloon and very gently start to blow it up. Just gently. You don't want to go too forceful right away. But as you poke with your fingertips right between your rib cage and your pelvis there, you can feel that muscle turn on. And I guarantee you, if you learn how to turn that muscle on, your back pain will start to go away.
That is really interesting advice. That is really something because it seems like a relatively simple thing to do, but I guess that's what it's all about is having some common sense, especially if you're going to go do some things or you're going to be maybe moving some things to take the steps to be proper about it. But let's just say someone has back pain. They've got it now. They've got either something that maybe is a little more temporary or something that could be a little more severe. What should people do if they have back pain?
Well, first thing to do is have a proper evaluation by a professional. It's really important to make sure that you rule out other major injury or issue. But you can do that by seeing your doctor. We do injury evaluations here for free. Give us a call here at the clinic. We'll be happy to spend some time with you and take a look. But then that's really the start, right? And then we can take you down this journey once you start to learn how to turn on those muscles and bring stability and mobility to the areas that you need. We can kind of take you the rest of the way.
If people want to find out more about what you do with active physical therapy or some of the other services that you provide, what's the best way to do that?
Well, you can find us on the internet at stayactiveup.com. We've got 2 locations in Marquette and 1 in Ishpeming. Give us a call and set up an appointment. We'll be happy to see you.
That's Ryan Lowry joining us on the line today. He's an athletic trainer with Active Physical Therapy for our Active Physical Therapy update. If you missed any of our interview, it'll be at our website at sunny.fm. All about keeping you connected to the community and keeping you out of back pain with our Active Physical Therapy on Mark and Walt in the Morning. Sunny 101.9.